of a sudden you're going to be expected, to, among others, to fill that role and come up with those big plays.
Yeah, I think just watching them last year and being around them, and I think learning from them really helped us last year going into this year. So I think that was a big part of, you know, why they were great teammates as well. But I think, you know, it's hard to really emulate your game after somebody like Julius Peppers. But I think you want to at least just kind of build your own, you know, pass rush and build your own, you know, player image.
Dean, what do you feel is the biggest difference in your game and, you know, second season now versus where you were?
Just the speed of the game, I think. Everything's really slowed down from last year. I think just being able to have that technique and that fundamentals down as just habit, it allows you to play a lot faster and just allows you to play with your, you know, maximize your ability out there. So I think it's really slowed down a lot and just being able to be farther along physically and mentally.
What'd you take away from as far as the best highlight of your rookie season? What was the most important thing you felt you did out there?
I think that Seattle game really showed I could, you know, play out there. I think I got a lot of good reps that game, and I was able to get some good pass rush reps out there. I had my second sack that game, so they're also the first team we play this year. So I think having a good game against Seattle last year really gives me confidence for that week one game.
What are the next 6 weeks look like for you in preparation for camp itself? Family visit, what does that look like?
Yeah, I'll be home mostly in Rockford, Illinois. My goal will be just to keep my weight. I've added about 5 pounds since last year, so I want to keep my quickness and get more powerful, but also be able to move at that weight. So I think going into a year like that, a lot of it's more like injury prevention, making sure your body's fresh for camp, and then, you know, once camp comes around, you're rolling.
Whenever we go home in life, we tend to possibly fall into, hey, home-cooked meal from mom. She wants to make what she wants to make. How do you make sure, not as many potatoes in this meal?
No, meals are very important, too. So we're fed great here in Green Bay. So it's very important to have that same calorie intake once we get home or wherever we're working out. So my parents do a great job of, you know, definitely cooking for me when I'm home.
Dean, you mentioned that Seattle game last year. What was the difference? I mean, what did you learn from that game when you performed well that you said, okay, I figured out something here?
I think I just relaxed out there. I think after that first game, I play a lot in the Texans game. I just knew I could play. I just got my technique right and just, you know, just made plays. So it was just the same game I've been playing since I was, you know, 8 years old. So just a lot of guys are much bigger and stronger. So I just relaxed out there, played football, and just did my thing.
So it kind of just took a while to get.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, even last year, I'm playing more like interior now than I did in college. So I think it's a bit of an adjustment. It's a quicker game inside. So it's more important to have good footwork, better hands. So I think after a while, I improved in that way in practice. And once I had the opportunity in the game, it really paid off.
Do you like the interior?
Yeah, I do. I mean, at first it was tough because it's a lot more physical. I mean, every player you're getting hit by two guys almost. So you got to adjust that way. But I think that being my size, I could use my quickness and my speed inside to really, I think, have an advantage inside.
Dean, Mike called you an instinctive player this morning. Everybody saw that last year. How difficult has it been, or has it been a longer process than you anticipated, marrying, learning that technique that you're talking about and still keeping your instincts?
Yeah, I think instincts, that's the one thing I didn't have last year. I think coming in from college, I think it's hard to develop those instincts, and they don't come just naturally. I think you got to have that film study. You got to just study the game and just be a student of everything you do in this building. So I think now my instincts have really kind of taken off this year, and it allows you to play faster. It allows you to recognize formations, to expect certain things, and you just go out there and play.
Dean, you said it was a little bit of a challenge being inside there. Do you have to develop a different kind of nastiness to play inside?
I think so, honestly. Yeah, I think being outside, it's more of a finesse game, speed game, and playing more inside, it's very physical, like a lot of double teams, like I said. So you got to enjoy contact playing inside. And at first, that was a bit of an adjustment for me, but after a while, I think it's really just become just normal out there.
Is it frustrating?
Not too much. I think it's more of just what you expect in there. So I wouldn't say it's frustrating. Sometimes when you see a lot of double teams, especially in pass rush, but it is what it is, you know.